Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Braxton Mitchell has just the perfect response here. Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, Montana, reacting to just this outrageous decision by the left-wing mob. Not just the left-wing mob, but even the people that should be reasonable are just lost. This is a rant I've been waiting for all morning long here. I was thinking about this yesterday. I've been thinking about this quite some time on how you describe our current Montana Supreme Court. First off, the good news. Let's get to the good news before we get to the bad news about the left-wing mob running the Montana Supreme Court. The good news is, of course, we've got a newly elected Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. And there are some actual administrative powers that a Chief Justice has where I think he can at least restore some justice in terms of the process and some of those types of things. I also hope that having a friendly on the Montana Supreme Court, maybe he can rein in some of these guys that should have some more common sense. Jim Rice. What in the world happened to Jim Rice? What is wrong with you, Jim? The fact that you are sanctioning child abuse. And Lori McKinnon, boy, you sure didn't campaign this way when you were running for office for your first go-around for Montana Supreme Court. I remember hearing her speak at the Pachyderm Club in Kalispell. Boy, she sure didn't sound like somebody who would be sanctioning child abuse, who would allow body parts to be chopped off of children. And then sit back and say, well, privacy. Are you kidding me? There is no right to child abuse because of, well, privacy. And anyway, for those of you who haven't heard the news, let me just, some of you already heard this Fox News story during your Fox News updates or elsewhere. But this is, of course, getting national attention, a black eye for the state of Montana, a national embarrassment, which is what the Montana Supreme Court is, as they basically they blocked SB 99 temporarily from going into effect. SB 99 is the Montana law to protect kids from getting their body parts chopped off in the name of this radical transgender ideology.
Montana's Republican legislature passed a law banning sex hormones, puberty blockers, and gender transition surgery for transgender minors. But a district court judge said the law is probably unconstitutional, noting the same lawmakers gave Montana residents, including minors, the right to try experimental drug treatments as long as they're recommended by a healthcare provider. Judge Jason Marks had said the transition law likely violated the state's constitutional right to privacy, and now the state Supreme Court agrees. Several states have passed laws both banning or preserving gender transition care for minors. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court considered Tennessee's ban on gender transition care for minors, which could impact the various state rules once they reach a decision.
All right, so that was Jessica Rosenthal's report for Fox News Radio, but here we go again. Judicial activism by the Montana Supreme Court. TikTok, Montana Supreme Court. If you saw what happened in the November elections, your time will come eventually. With John Tester out of the way, the people of Montana, keep poking the people of Montana in the eye. We are coming for you next. All right, more to follow.
Securing America.
Cyber and telecommunications experts testified before a Senate Commerce Subcommittee Wednesday looking into security threats against our communications networks. All of the witnesses focused on China. James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The scale and audacity of Chinese espionage is unprecedented.
Fellow cyber expert James Mulvenin testifying that
the United States clearly is still in a very deep cyber deterrence hole.
with respect to China, and the hole appears to only be getting deeper.
Tim Donovan, the CEO of the Competitive Carriers Association, said the threats can't be isolated.
Because of the fundamentally interconnected nature of networks, a threat to one network is a threat to all.
And Lewis reminded the committee that these threats have real-life implications.
A hostile foreign power with the ability to turn off the lights, turn off your phones, is not a position that is very comfortable for your average American.
Kevin Uresti, Fox News.
What about a DOGE for Montana, a Department of Government Efficiency, similar to what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to lead for President Donald Trump? What if we had a DOGE for Montana? That was a great idea brought up on a phone call by Greg Franks, who called in after Governor Greg Gianforte joined us on the show. Hey, maybe we'll bring that up on Thursday as we're joined by State Senator Tom McGilvery talking about judicial reform and the Montana legislature. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so this outrageous decision by the liberal Montana Supreme Court quickly getting national attention. And I started seeing a lot of interesting reactions on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, yesterday afternoon into the early evening. What a great response by Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, Montana. He shared the breaking news. Montana Supreme Court upholds ruling allowing sex changes for minors. And again, Jim Rice, what is wrong with you? What happened to you? Do you have Stockholm Syndrome? Have you been held hostage by this liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court for so long that you would issue such an outrageous ruling like this? Justice Lori McKinnon, how phony are you? What a fraud you are. And are you even living in Montana? Former Senate Majority Leader Jeff Esmond sent out a tweet a few days ago saying, hey, apparently Justice Lori McKinnon doesn't even live in Montana right now. She's been back on the East Coast. The Montana Constitution requires that a justice on the Montana Supreme Court has to be in state. And if you are out of the state for too long of a period of time, you can be removed. Well, she should be removed for more than just that. Montana Supreme Court upholds ruling allowing sex changes for minors. The United Kingdom, the UK, the Federalist.com has a report this morning here where the UK is even banning now. I mean, forget the surgeries where they want to chop body parts off of kids. That is obviously bad. But what about when they want to give, you know, puberty blockers and some of these other chemical treatments to kids in the name of this radical transgender ideology? UK bans puberty blockers for children indefinitely, citing an unacceptable safety risk. Oh, Jim Rice doesn't care about that. Lori McKinnon doesn't care about that. The hell is wrong with you people? And it led me to this, just this whole, the way that I want to describe these injustices on our Montana Supreme Court, they're the wimps and the washouts. You've got a bunch of 60s radical liberal Democrats. They're the washouts. And then you got Jim Rice and Lori McKinnon, and they're the wimps. And that would be putting it nicely. They may be frauds. I'm going to go with wimps for now. What a bunch of wimps. Seriously, Jim Rice? You grew up on the High Line of Montana. How in the world? Have you been in Helena too long? Have you been in that little bubble too long? Has the robe that you wear, has that infected you with so much arrogance? Or is it Stockholm Syndrome? Are you just such a wimp that you've just caved to anything the liberal justices on the Montana Supreme Court ask you to cave on? Unbelievable. The libs of TikTok shared this as well. The Montana Supreme Court just blocked a law banning gender-affirming care for minors in the state. Children in Montana can be chemically and surgically castrated in the name of radical gender ideology. And I shared that photo shared by the libs of TikTok and said this: the wimps and the washouts who did more than turn a blind eye to child abuse and chopping body parts off kids, they practically endorsed it. What is wrong with these people? Braxton Mitchell, let me get to it now, finally. He said this: if these activist judges want to continue legislating from the bench, then I think it's time they receive legislative pay. Boy, doesn't that make sense. I'll have to go back and look and see how much do these justices on the liberal Montana Supreme Court, how much money do they make? How much do they get paid? We know our legislators, they don't make squat. Really, I mean, that's why a lot of these legislators, they either have to be independently wealthy, they have to have their own business that's able to run effectively while they're gone, you know, good management in place, or kids running the farm or kids running the ranch, or maybe they're retired, right? And that's why they're able to go serve in the legislature for 4 months and then spend all that other time out on the road and doing everything that they don't get paid to do. They don't make squat. And they're the ones whose job it is to actually write the laws, pass the laws, and say what we the people want and do what we the people want. It's not the job of the Montana Supreme Court to be legislators, but apparently they think their job is to be legislators. No, we don't like that bill, so we're just going to throw it out. We're just going to allow child abuse to take place. We're going to allow them to chop body parts off of kids, because why not? You want to act like legislators, you should get paid like legislators. Hey, if it's good enough for state representative so-and-so and state senator so-and-so, why is it not good enough for you, Justice so-and-so? And Representative-elect Lucas Schubert out of the Flathead Valley. Some good, strong leaders there in the Flathead Valley. This young man gets it. What did he just share with reaction to this? I just had it queued up in front of me here. On his X account here, he talked about how much money we the people send to this left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court. Where did it go? Oh, here we go. The Calvin Coolidge Project also shared this on X. Montana Supreme Court upholds ruling allowing for sex changes for children. Representative-elect Lucas Schubert said this: the legislature currently gives these clowns $20 million annually. I am drafting a bill to reduce their budget. If they want to make it legal for little kids to be mutilated, drugged up, and led down a path of delusion and regret, then it's time to cut some bureaucracy. In fact, I think we have found our first candidate for DOGE, haven't we? The Department of Government Efficiency. We can save a lot of your taxpayer dollars by defunding these clowns on the Montana Supreme Court.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Remember Continental Drift? The notion that North America was moving a few inches a year used to be met with laughter in scientific circles, as was the idea that Missoula was once a lake. Yet those theories and others are now the accepted wisdom. Is that way in economics as well? The idea that the money supply was irrelevant and the Fed had almost no power to control inflation or the economy was met with derision when it was first introduced in the 70s and 80s. The so-called new monetary economic folks were simply wrong. Giants in the field like Milton Friedman and Paul Samuelson said. But economics textbooks are rewritten from time to time, and circumstances and ideas change. In case you haven't noticed, cash is not nearly the big deal it used to be. The biggest holders of cash these days are people overseas. Domestically, less and less cash is kept on hand. So what exactly is supposed to happen when the Federal Reserve makes more of it? I'm Patrick Barkey.
brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
When Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director yesterday, MSNBC and CNN treated it as huge breaking news that wasn't exactly unexpected. And Donald Trump, who forced this because he wants to put in his guy, Cash Patel, remember he appointed Chris Wray and said all kinds of things about him, didn't exactly stay on the high road. He said the resignation of Christopher Wray is a great day for America, as it will end the weaponization as what has become the United States Department of Injustice. And he went on to say that they've used their vast powers to threaten and destroy many innocent Americans, and also made it about himself because he talked about the raid on his home in the classified documents case. Now, there's an argument to be made that you're supposed to have a 10-year term, so it doesn't tie to any particular presidency, but Donald Trump doesn't do things the ordinary way, and so Ray is out. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about this morning here on Montana Talks. We got the phone lines open for you, especially this hour of the show. We got some time if you want to jump in on the conversation. 406-294-0970. And then Senate Majority Leader in the Montana State Senate, Tom McGilvery, joins us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And to me, again, keep poking we the people in the eye, Montana Supreme Court. It's kind of like this lawfare that they've waged against Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best attorney general in the country, and this phony complaint that was put up against him, and how they were trying to get him stripped off the ballot this fall, how they were trying to make it so that he can't serve as the attorney general. It's like, keep poking we the people in the eye, because frankly the people of Montana need to be woken up about this nonsense that's coming out of this Montana Supreme Court. And I truly believe their time is coming. The TikTok, the clock is ticking. Their time is coming. These 60s washouts, I don't know if they did too much drugs in the 60s or what, but these 60s washout liberals that are on that court, and then these wimps like Jim Rice and these frauds like Lori McKinnon, their time's coming, right? I mean, the courts are a lagging indicator of the political change that is happening in Montana. And we have now permanently, I believe, become a red state. We are a solid red state now. It's clear what we the people want. But, you know, these judges and these justices, they hide behind millions and millions of dollars of out-of-state funds and trial lawyer money to prop up their name ID, to prop up their campaigns. These frauds campaign like they're moderates, and then they're not. And their time is coming. Their time is coming. Eventually, the people will now be able to turn more and more of their attention to the courts. The Democrats have been booted out of practically every other office they possibly can. Now that Liberal Senator John Tester is out of the way, I think that's going to dry up a lot of their funding sources as well. Eventually, we'll get rid of these liberal federal judges on the federal bench and get some more common sense, decent people on the federal bench as well, instead of these clowns that are on the federal bench right now. And that will dry up the money for these Democrat operative groups, these environmental groups that make their money off of sue and settle, or make their money off of filing federal lawsuits and then getting a favorable ruling from a liberal federal judge and then getting the cash payout to their liberal lawyers to fund their next go around of litigation. I truly believe, folks, this change is going to happen. The clock is ticking for the Montana Supreme Court. But unfortunately, that clock is ticking in terms of years instead of days or months. And hopefully with Chief Justice-elect Corey Swanson on there, I think he can, he's a diplomatic guy. I think he can hopefully bring about a little bit more common sense and try to at least convince some of these wimps and some of these frauds to do the right thing, at least every now and then. But this just, to me, it fuels the fire for the need for judicial reform here in Montana. So keep doing it. Keep it up, Montana Supreme Court, and all you fakes and frauds in the Montana media that keep fraudulently calling this gender-affirming care. Chopping off a boy's you-know-what to tell him that his gender is something different, that's not affirming. Look at all these headlines, gender affirming care. I get it. You're using the fake news Associated Press headline to do your story. But you guys, if you were actual journalists, would know that's a biased phrase you are using. It's a lie. They are lying in their reporting on this very topic. Anyway, I've said enough. Let's get to your phone calls. We've got Russ in Livingston first up. Russ, what's on your mind?
Yes, back to gender-affirming care and the age of the individual being able to decide that, and the Supreme Court going along with that. When are they going to declare the minimum drinking age unconstitutional? Because if they can make a life-changing decision like the gender-affirming care, well, what about alcohol consumption then?
And so many other things. So many other things. Yeah. David Noble, you know, made this great point, I think, when I was chatting with him off air about how they're saying that kids have sexual autonomy from their parents. No, they don't. They're basically opening up the door for all sorts of craziness. Great point, Russ. Thanks for the call. Lots of callers on the line. Let's go next to Ken in the Billings Heights. Ken, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts are, sir, that when the Declaration of Independence was written, all those men, they had belief in God, and that's why they wrote it, because they looked at each individual. But the problem that we have today is that no one believes in Jesus Christ, and they don't follow his teachings. They're all a bunch of atheists. They act as if they're nothing but a bunch of, well, like these communists that harvest people's organs and everything else. They're all going to burn in hell.
Well, to me, you get these people, and I would slightly disagree. I think there are some Christians out there who fall for some of this stuff. And I would put some of these people into the category of the wimp category, right? To where they just want to be nice to everybody. They just want everybody to like them. Which then you got to wonder, okay, is that because of your beliefs or is that because of your pride? You are so pridefully, desperately wanting people to like you that you aren't willing to stand up. I think some people think that, well, I just want to show love to these kids and I just want to show love to these illegal. Okay, chopping off the kids' body parts and permanently altering them for the rest of their life, that's not showing love to them. That's not being kind to them. That is awful what you are doing to them. Oh, well, we're supposed to love our neighbor. We're supposed to love the visitor to this land. Yeah, show love to the visitor to this land. But that doesn't mean invite the invaders to come into your country and drug your people and kill your people and sell kids into sex trafficking, which is what they're doing on our southern border right now. Hundreds of thousands of kids, they have no idea where they are right now because of these people who claim to be nice and because of these nonprofit organizations that claim to be Christian as they lose 300,000 kids, many of which are probably in the sex trade right now as we speak. Phonies, wimps, frauds, whatever you want to call them, they're not being nice. State Senator John Fuller, great to get your phone call. Senator Fuller, if I remember, I think, weren't you the author of Senate Bill 99?
Why, thank you for taking my call, Aaron. And I can see that the monarchs in black robes got you off on a fine start this morning. Yes, I was the sponsor of the bill. I first introduced the bill in 2021, and it died, and then I introduced it again in 23, and it made it across the finish line, and the governor signed it. Montana the Tennessee bill before the U.S. Supreme Court that was argued just a couple of weeks ago or a week or so ago is virtually identical to the one that I wrote in 21 and re-entered in 23 and what is the current source of this litigation. The decision made by the state Supreme Court was to be expected, but in light of their proclivity for their agenda jurisprudence, I have a college teammate of mine that spent 35 years as a judge in Illinois, of all places, and he told me that the Montana State Supreme Court is notorious for being their agenda jurisprudence driven, which means, of course, that they do whatever they damn well please and don't pay any attention to common sense and or the law.
Senator Fuller, before I forget this thought, and then I'll come back to you for sure, but I want to get your take on this. I've heard some theories about why, you know, Jim Rice, for example, and Laurie McKinnon, that they want to do anything. They're so willing to poke the legislature in the eye because they're so mad about their establishment, the court establishment, the Supreme Court, the judicial establishment. When they got busted for the way they were trying to lobby the legislature, the way they were trying to hide public information, and then their own court administrator deleted evidence and deleted emails and deleted public information. They wanted to protect their little system. They wanted to protect the good old boys system. Regardless of judicial philosophy, they wanted to protect the establishment. And so now Jim Rice, McKinnon, and the rest of them, they will do anything to poke the legislature in the eye, to poke the attorney general in the eye. They will do anything to poke you in the eye, even if it means chopping off body parts off of kids in the process.
Well, I can't speak to the motivations of individuals, but I can say that they are determined to protect their self-licking ice cream cone. In terms of the system that they have established since 1973, it's clear that there are 27 bills that are going to be introduced into by the legislature that deal with judicial reform. I have one of them. The one I have is I have two actually. One is to somewhere about 1974, the Montana State Supreme Court made a rule that in order to practice law in the state of Montana, you have to be a dues-paying member of the Montana Bar Association.
Hold that thought, Senator Fuller. I got to hit a hard break here in just like 3 seconds. Hold that thought. I'll come back to you right after this. Plus, we'll get to Clinton Bozeman.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House panel investigating the assassination attempt of President-elect Trump held its last hearing recently. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe testified. The committee worked well together probing the assassination attempt on a bipartisan basis. But no one will remember the quality of the work. They'll only remember this thermonuclear fracas between Republican Texas Representative Pat Fallon and Rowe.
I was there at Fresh Kills.
I'm not asking you that.
The two men argued vociferously about whether Roe put the life of President Biden and President-elect Trump in danger, as he was actually the closest to them on stage during 9/11 ceremonies this past year at Ground Zero. And the fight was so extraordinary that few will recall what else the committee discussed at the hearing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to do a quick frago here. So thankfully, State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell is able to stay on the phone lines with us here because I do want to hear about two of these proposals that he is personally pushing when it comes to judicial reform. And that's the big topic we'll be covering in the 9 o'clock hour with Senate Majority Leader Tom McGilvery. And, of course, it ties into this craziness about, you know, the liberal Supreme Court supporting a hold on Senate Bill 99, which was his legislation. But I want to sneak in a quick phone call here from Clint in Bozeman because he wants to weigh in on what he refers to as this transgender crap as well. Clint, yeah, what did you want to share? Thanks for the call.
Well, what I want to share is this. In my 90 years of living on this earth, I have never heard of anything like people wanting to chop the body parts off of themselves or the parent or whatever. But here's what I believe. I believe when that child's born, the parents have jurisdiction up until the time they can go out on their own, and they have the control of it. Then anything that happens after they can go out on their own, if they want to change their sex or whatever, let them pay for it. Government and nobody should be in there to help pay for it. It shouldn't be in the military. It shouldn't be anywhere.
Yeah.
Whoever passed legislation like this, it shouldn't be a legislator or a senator, whether it's state, federal, or whatever.
Well, luckily, the House of Representatives just passed a defense bill, and they are taking away funding for these transgender procedures paid for by we the people, the taxpayers, so that's good. But you just said that the parents have ultimate jurisdiction over these kids to a point.
So they become of age.
But you're not suggesting that the parents have the ability to chop body parts off of kids, though, are you?
I'm saying that the parent, if the kid goes to the parent and says, I want to be a boy or I want to be a girl, and the parent agrees to it, that's up between the parent and the child.
But what if they're going to chop off the body parts? What if they're now going to, I'm just going to say the word, what if they say, you know what, we're going to chop off the penis of this little boy? You say that's okay.
If it's between the parent and the child, if they're...
See, that's where I would disagree with you. We have child abuse laws in this country. So the parent just gets to do whatever they want to a kid? That's where I would disagree with you there. Anyway, State Senator John Fuller, first off, your reaction, and, you know, especially when it's in light of this Montana Supreme Court. And then I want to hear your two provisions when it comes to judicial reform that you're advocating as well.
Okay, well, in reference to the fact that I agree in the premise that parental rights regarding their children, their own children, are preeminent, but the state has a compelling interest into preventing that child from harm, especially lifelong harm. We have child abuse laws that, and we all know that not all parents are perfect. And, as I used to tell my son, if you don't like the way I do things, make sure, if you think I'm doing it wrong, make sure you correct that when you have your own children. reality is that the state has a compelling interest for children to reach adulthood and still be able to have a healthy and productive life. And unfortunately, there are some parents that don't provide for that.
Case in point on that front, Chloe Cole is a kind of well-known detransitioner. I think she actually testified at the Montana legislature, if I'm not mistaken. But she, when she was a kid, thought, you know what, I'm really a boy. I want to be a boy. And so she had, if I'm not mistaken, her breasts removed. And then she started taking these drugs and other things and went through the transition process. And she has since realized what a mistake that was. Well, now I don't even think she can have kids, you know, because of a decision that she was able to make as a kid. And it's like you are destroying the future of these kids. This is straight up child abuse.
Yeah, well, you know, your grandma, for Pete's sake, would say, you know, if your friend, all your friends are going to jump off the cliff, that doesn't mean you should, you know. I devoted my life to protecting children and helping them achieve their dreams through the educational process. And I saw this coming some years ago. and thought that we should put in statute here in Montana the ability to protect children from such evil. And, of course, the experimentation on children has proven to be just that, experimenting on children. It almost it speaks of the horrors of Dr. Mengele from the Nazi era in terms of some of the things that have been done to children. And the evidence worldwide is beginning to realize that the medical profession has made a mistake in supporting of the so-called pill.
I remember. Did you ever get to meet Eva Kaur when God rest her soul, when she was still alive? She was a survivor of the Holocaust. She was one of the Mengele twins that they would conduct these horrific experiments on. What a remarkable woman. She traveled the state. Our friend Rocky Erickson brought her out here, and Coach Stanton would bring her out.
I didn't get a chance to meet her, but I saw her.
Yeah. But I mean, to your point, like, she described the horrific procedures that the Nazis would do on kids in their radical experiment, their horrific experimentations. And some of it was they would chop these body parts off of kids and do these like weird gender experiments. Absolutely disgusting. What are the two pieces of judicial reform? You hinted at one before the last break, which is one of the, you know, because this exposes the corruption in our judicial system and just how outrageous these guys are right now. But one of them is you basically, if you want to be a lawyer in Montana, you better pay dues. And when you pay the dues, you end up funding these far left outfits.
That is correct. And so my bill is to simply ban that practice, that membership in the Montana Bar Association should be completely 100% voluntary, and to demand that as a premise for the ability to practice law in Montana is in violation of U.S. Supreme Court decisions and freedom of speech. So, and a freedom of association, more importantly. The other bill that I have is a bill regarding that courts of original jurisdiction. If someone wants to challenge a law, the bill is going to read, if someone wants to challenge a law or litigate a law in court, okay, the court of original jurisdiction must be in the judicial district of the sponsor. Okay, that means that the proponents or the plaintiffs of this challenging laws cannot judge shop, like they did with Senate Bill 99, and find a sympathetic judge in Missoula. And of course, the Supreme Court, Montana Supreme Court, said that the trial now has to go back to Missoula and will be tried before the Missoula judge, Judge Marks, I believe his name is.
Yep. Yeah, and Missoula so, judge who issued the initial decision against SB 99. Yep.
Right. So my particular reform is an attempt to eliminate that first decision, that the court must be the court of original jurisdiction for challenging a law must be in the judicial district of the sponsor of the law. Okay, and of course in Flathead County, I have confidence that no such decision would have been made. Now that doesn't mean that they can't appeal. And
it would still go to the Montana Supreme Court. What about the idea? I know some have talked about creating a constitutional court, where, like, we have a special water court, things like that, where, you know, if there's a water dispute, it could go before the water court. Well, you could, if there's a dispute between the legislative branch and the judicial branch, for example, or just a dispute about the legislative branch, that would go to a constitutional court that is specialized in this sort of thing. And yeah, not to some liberal judge in Missoula who was elected by the liberal people of Missoula.
Well, that is one of the bills, proposed bills of the 25 other bills that we have that are going to be submitted, and the process. We'll see where that goes. The 27 bills total are a multi-layered approach to try to cure the ills of over 40 years of abuse that the Montana judicial system has installed and reinforced. And so the judiciary is simply another branch of government, And it is, in my humble opinion, since I'm in the legislature and I'm closest to the people, I believe that the legislature should be first among the equal branches of government.
Oh, hold that thought. I think we're supposed to have a hard time.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Christopher Wray out as the FBI director. He had an opportunity after James Comey politicized the FBI when he was director. And frankly, what he did was despicable. He just continued the practice. Instead of restoring the FBI as the world's premier law enforcement agency, not being weaponized or politicized. That was the opportunity he had. Under his watch, he allowed the Biden-Harris administration to allow millions and millions and millions of unvetted illegal immigrants into our country. And he should have put his foot down.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhanced Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhanced over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhanced.com/radio. That's JabraEnhanced.com/radio. JabraEnhanced.com/radio.
4180, your independent insurance agent.
What about a DOGE for Montana, a Department of Government Efficiency, similar to what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to lead for President Donald Trump? What if we had a DOGE for Montana? That was a great idea brought up on a phone call by Greg Franks, who called in after Governor Greg Gianforte joined us on the show. Hey, maybe we'll bring that up on Thursday as we're joined by State Senator Tom McGilvery talking about
568511.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We just got a message on our Montana Talks app from a listener in Laurel. Okotoks in Laurel says there has to be a safety valve to remove these idiot judges from their control. There must be a We the People of Montana initiative that could be undertaken to remove these hacks. How about an initiative with a signature campaign of Montanans saying that these specific people do not speak for us and they need to be replaced? Can Austin Knutson provide us a legal way out of this tyranny using whatever loophole is provided by the law? Thanks for that message. Let's see. I'm gonna save it for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I've got reaction from Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. I've also got audio reaction from incoming Senate President-elect Matt Regeer. I'll share that in the 9 o'clock hour as Senate Majority Leader Tom McGilvery joins us as well. Let's see. John Fuller, State Senator John Fuller, you had one more quick point you wanted to make. Thanks for sticking around after the break.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron. Reforming the judiciary, of course, has got to be a multi-layered approach, and it is imperative that the people of Montana support the legislation and support their legislators when they hear these bills, because the mercenaries opposed to this judicial reform will be very powerful and very strong and very vocal. So stay tuned. It's going to be a wild ride in the 2025 legislative session.
Well, and you watch the liberal mob media. They're going to have more so-called reporters than ever before swarming the Capitol
to try to pounce on every Republican lawmaker, and it's just going to be so phony. I hope there's at least one reporter who will try to do real news instead of just Democrat propaganda. Senator Fuller, great to hear from you. Nice surprise phone call. All right, before we run out of time this hour of the show, yeah, you know what? I might have to save that for tomorrow, too. Senator-elect, United States Senator-elect Tim Sheehy got to meet with Pete Hegseth, President Trump's defense secretary nominee. He also met with Tulsi Gabbard. He's known her since he was a Navy SEAL in Hawaii. He got to meet with her as well, so he's put out videos showing his full support for both Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard. I've got the audio. Maybe we'll save that for Friday's show because we got to double down on this judicial reform conversation, and we got a great guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. You know, it's just painful when you hear about what is coming out of this Montana Supreme Court. I say it's figurative pain, but, man, I don't know. If you had your body parts chopped off and then had a lifetime of trying to deal with that, maybe it's not so figurative. But anyway, some of you are dealing with literal pain right now. You've got pain in your back. You've got pain in your hips, pain in your knees. You name it. You've got joint pain and that arthritic pain that can really be debilitating. Maybe you've been told that you need to get surgery. Well, before you schedule that surgery, I would just give a phone call to QC Kinetics. They'll do a free consultation, so you can just do the free consultation, see if it's something that might work for you or not. Maybe you still go forward with the surgery. Maybe you don't. But here's what QC Kinetics does. They specialize in regenerative medicine. It's where they take the healing properties of your own body to attack the root cause of your pain. And like I say, it's a free consultation. They've got hundreds of clinics across America. They're now in Montana. You can even use your HSA and FSA dollars to pay for these services. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. Yeah, big 9 o'clock hour of the show coming up. We've got State Senator Tom McGilvery, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, in the House in studio with us. So a lot to talk about. Later on in the hour, we'll sneak in your phone calls as well after we get the conversation going for a few minutes. In the meantime, hey, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, and maybe we'll use your question or your comment to help kick off the conversation here in just a few minutes as we take a statewide 20-plus signals from Plentywood to Missoula with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Remember continental drift? The notion that North America was moving a few inches a year used to be met with laughter in scientific circles, as was the idea that Missoula was once a lake. Yet those theories and others are now the accepted wisdom. Is that way in economics as well? The idea that the money supply was irrelevant and the Fed had almost no power to control inflation or the economy was met with derision when it was first introduced in the 70s and 80s. The so-called new monetary economic folks were simply wrong. Giants in the field like Milton Friedman and Paul Samuelson said. But economics textbooks are rewritten from time to time, and circumstances and ideas change. In case you haven't noticed, cash is not nearly the big deal it used to be. The biggest holders of cash these days are people overseas. Domestically, less and less cash is kept on hand. So what exactly is supposed to happen when the Federal Reserve makes more of it? I'm Patrick Barkin.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.